Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Coppola, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with David Rev Ciancio, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip you can use in your restaurant today. Today, Rev's explaining the difference between boosted content and traditional ads on Facebook.
You know what's scary, Josh?
Everything.
Yes, but specifically as it relates to this conversation, it's not snakes, which is my number one phobia, but maybe in my top 10 is Facebook Ads Manager, Facebook Business Manager.
Oh my God, it's terrifying. Terrifying.
It's complicated, it's complex, and like three other C words, right? It's hard to use. I'm a professional and I don't like it, okay? That's what makes the little blue button on our Instagram and Facebook posts so inviting, because I know I could just press that button and boom, people that live around my place are seeing my business, right? So Facebook and Instagram make it really easy and appealing for you to use the boosted post button. Now, I'm going to tell you why it's a mistake. Okay, there's a number of reasons. And the first one is when you boost a post, when you hit that little blue button, yes, it's easier. But generally, most things in life that are easier aren't always better. When you boost that post, you only get a couple of goals, right? You can do awareness, or you can do clicks, or you can get messages. That's it. But Instagram and Facebook actually offer you 9 or 10 or I think even 11 different goals. You can go for conversions, you can go for clicks, you can go for awareness, you can go for reach. Like there's all kinds of goals, and you miss out on a giant set of goals that you could do for your ads that are going to better align to what it is that you're boosting and why you're boosting it. Wouldn't you rather be able to say, hey, the reason I want people to see this ad is so they take X action? Well, when you use an ad versus a boost, you can actually choose more options, okay? Now, I understand that might not be appealing to most people. They're like, ah, it's good enough. In the restaurant business, we kind of sometimes live in the it's good enough bit, especially at the independent operator level, we got to figure out what to do. But this is the real reason. You ready for this?
Yes.
I have tested this and so have others, okay? I've boosted a post and created an ad that looked exactly the same. Same call to action, same text, same everything. The ad is always 3 times cheaper. Let me say that another way. Boosting the post costs you 3 times as much money. It is 3 times more expensive to hit the easy button.
That's incredible.
So not only can you not align to your goals, but you're going to pay more for it. Well, it's the same thing as an operator. You're probably laughing at the person that uses Grubhub and is happy to pay the $25 in fees when they could have got it from you for $5. Guess what? You just did the same thing by boosting a post. You took the easy way out. You took the convenient way out. And look, you can keep doing it, but I wouldn't. What I would do is if you don't want to learn Facebook Business and Ads Manager, hire somebody. Somebody knows how to do it, or go get software. There's incredible software out there that'll just do it for you. But the key here is stop wasting money. Stop misaligning your goals. Stop boosting your posts. It's not helping you as much as you could be helping yourself.
Well, and here's something that's super interesting. And actually, I have firsthand experience with this. So I was digging around on Facebook Ads Manager trying to figure out exactly how it worked. And there was a banner at the top. I swear to God, this is a true story. And it said, hey, we have specialists that will help you set up your Facebook ads. And I'm telling you, I still work with this woman to this day, like years later. There is a specialist that I was linked up with that walked me through the entire thing. She logged into my computer and said, click here, click here, click here. Because Facebook is incentivized for your ads to work. Now, they want to make as much money as possible off you, but they also understand the longevity of a customer is ultimately determined by how successful those ads are relative to the amount of money that they make off the interaction with those ads. And so when you go into Facebook Ads Manager, you will see at the top of the screen, there is a blue banner that says, if you would like additional help, you can work with one of our specialists. And so I would argue, 2 years into this, I still don't know how to use the platform. But what I do know how to do is set a meeting with this woman where she walks me through. I tell her what my goals are, and she helps me set it all up. She tracks my data. She lets me know what needs to be adjusted. So there are ways to get this done that don't cost a penny and can help you achieve your goals.
We could go way deeper on this subject, but I think we kind of cleared that really what you need to think about today.
Hey, it's Josh. Do you want to spend 60 minutes planning out a profitable 2022 with me? Just you and me, on Zoom, camera on, pen and paper out, getting you super clear on exactly what your goals are and how you're going to achieve them. It's free, even though the call is worth like a gazillion dollars. Go to planwithjosh.com to book that call with me. That's planwithjosh.com to book a one-hour strategy session to make sure that 2022 is your most profitable year yet. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.